Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I would never tell you how to do your job.
Oh boy.
More than once a week.
No. Right. But, you know, if you're going to do a poll that includes basketball experts.
And James Strebel.
It might bring a little more credibility to your poll if you had somebody, let's say, that, you know, might be in the Basketball Hall of Fame as opposed to Cam Drummond.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
He ain't wrong.
No.
Big Is is not wrong, and he's sour.
Big Is.
Hey, 4 o'clock hour presented by RGB Home Theaters. We love them. RGB, red, green, blue, RGB Home Theaters. Get that free estimate today and check out their most recent work. They will get you set up. They can bring that theater experience to your home today. If you just need a TV or two, you need them hung, you need that full Dolby Atmos sound, immersive sound experience, they can do that. No job too big or too small. I've trusted him, Diener, I mean, bunch of places, businesses,
oh, yeah.
Tons of our listeners, RGB. HomeTheaters.com, RGBHomeTheaters.com. We appreciate them being part of the conversation. Rob Long going to join us here in just a few minutes. Reminder, we're your flagship for Lou City. After I gave a incorrect prediction, they're back at it. I mean, that was brutal.
Yeah.
On the road in Sacramento. That's going to be Saturday night. Join Jeff Milby, Casey Whitfield, 9:45. Kickoff there, 10 o'clock on ESPN 680, 105.7. All right, let's talk to Rob Long. Feet there in Baltimore, 105.7. The Fan, as Lamar Jackson tweeting moments before Harbaugh speaks at the coaches and owners meetings, whatever that was. And high drama. We've been following it from afar. Rob, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well considering right now. Looks like I'll be looking for a quarterback again.
Well, yeah, you got the Orioles, the number one farm system in the world. There you go. You always got the farm system. Well, man, we had carried the Ravens games here. Like, it's a big deal. Lamar Jackson is still a huge story here, Rob. And so everyone here is blaming the Ravens. I'm trying to give perspective. Obviously, we know Lamar, agent, no agent, Ken Francis's name comes up last week. I guess what has been the reaction and the talking points with you guys covering this story, and seemingly, like you said, the Ravens may need another quarterback. It's unbelievable.
Well, the story's kind of unraveled rather than unfolded, in my opinion. You know, you could blame the Ravens if you want, but keep in mind Lamar Jackson said back in August that he wasn't negotiating anymore throughout the season. So as soon as the season ended, you picked up, I guess, where you left off, and it's hard to negotiate when there's only one side willing to talk. So to just blame the Ravens, I don't know. They threw him a number, and when you're standing on one number and not moving, it's tough to negotiate. Listen, I do radio deals. I do TV deals. I don't sit in the room with people who want to tell me what they want to pay me. I don't. I send someone in the room for me. Why? Because it could get personal. When you're trying to convince me why you don't want to pay me what I'm asking for, I may or may not take that personal. If somebody goes in the room for me, they come out and tell me what I need to know. And they may not talk to me until the deal's done. I think this got personal because Lamar was in that room. Lamar's mom was in that room. Don't talk bad about my son. So you got a lot of people who are taking it personal sitting in the room trying to get paid what they want to get paid, and no one who does it for a profession, for a living, being in the room getting it done. If you tell me Lamar Jackson is perfectly capable of doing this on his own, well, why is it not done? That looked like he's perfectly capable of doing it on his own to me. I was one of those guys that said, If you can do it on your own, do it. All for it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't notice deals happening like this when you have a professional, an agent in the room representing you, because things don't get leaked unless it benefits your client. I don't know whether all this information now that's getting out is benefiting Lamar Jackson.
And think about this, Rob, along with us. Think about this, Rob. I mean, when it comes to quarterbacks and paying quarterbacks, teams pay their quarterback. Like, I mean, there's, well, I mean, I would imagine for the most part.
That we heard they offered him, they were willing to pay him.
Yeah.
This was the deal that we heard about. Now, we don't know whether that's true or not, because it's up to Lamar Jackson to tell us whether it's true. He kind of suggested that the 3-year guaranteed was true, which was a lot of money. So I don't, you know, Woody, I mean, you tell me what you know. I don't, until somebody comes out and says this was the deal, somebody other than Josina Anderson, you know, and again, that's not how things work. Normally there's someone telling us this is the deal that was offered on the table. This is a whole lot of hearsay. I know what I hear, but there's no one telling us emphatically this is the deal or that was the deal that was offered to Lamar Jackson. You know, what incentives? All these things. I mean, I wait for Lamar to confirm it. But I just, I don't know. I mean, it sounds to me the money that they offered him was to pay a quarterback. Also, a quarterback who's missed, you know, more than a half a season combined over the last 2 years as well. So there's a lot of other deals, other things going on right here. In my opinion, I love Lamar Jackson. I want him to be here till he can't play anymore. However, I got a quarterback who's shown it. That he can be injured, athletic quarterback that show he can be injured over the last 2 years, not showing up for a playoff game. He got a lot of stuff going on that you can't just ignore here just because you're a Lamar Jackson fan. I'm a Lamar Jackson fan, but at the same time, I'm not ignoring some of the things that I saw.
Why was he not at the game?
Do you ask, again, ask him.
That playoff game. Yeah, I know.
Why.
I know.
You know what I mean? That's the thing. He's not telling us why. Again, if you had an agent would say, you know what? It's not good for us not to put out anything. Put
right.
out some BS. Put out something. Create a narrative. You know, don't let everybody else create the narrative for you. It's just not being handled right now. And you can't ignore all those things. Let me ask you a question. You're representing a team. You're going through all of this to negotiate with this young man. You signed into a 5-year deal. Do you want to go through this again in 5 years?
Right. Right?
Listen,
bro, I'm with you.
You know what I mean? So I'm with you.
Listen,
I love Lamar. I've been on this show before. You all know I love Lamar.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I didn't manage in broadcasting. I managed in sports management. That's my education background. And this right now has been bad sports business.
Rob Long with us, 105.7 The Fan there in Baltimore. Obviously, it's wild. I think everything you're saying makes a ton of sense. Fans there, how split up are the factions? The people that are ride or die to the very end on Lamar, the people that are pro-team and pro-management, you got people in the middle. How split are the fans right now as their mid-20-something-year-old quarterback probably not going to be there in September?
This is imagine politics. You're either blue or you're red. Is anybody in between?
Yeah,
that's
not
how it
much.
Is in Baltimore. You're either
right.
whether blue is Lamar, red is Lamar. Doesn't matter. That's how it is. You know, it's almost like politics now. You're one side or the other. You're not trying to listen to the other side. That's how it is with Lamar here in Baltimore. You're one side or the other, and one side's not trying to listen to the other and vice versa. Now, you have had some people jump ship from one side to the other, and most of the ship jumping was for Lamar now against, or not so much against Lamar, yet a lot of the fans say, I don't care what happens, I just want it over, even if it means he doesn't come back.
Ken Francis.
I mean, if you're in limbo about buying season tickets right now, what are you thinking?
Oh, there's
honestly,
no
what
way.
Are you thinking? What are you thinking about your season ticket package for next year? If you were on the fence that 23 was the year you were to buy season tickets, are you still on the fence now? I mean, there's a lot going on right now that people are like, I don't care what happens. I just want it over now.
Ultimately, I was going to bring up Ken Francis. We'll bring up him in his little workout gym later on. Rob Long with us here on ESPN 680-105.7 there in Baltimore. I don't know. I mean, do you think they can get 2 first-rounders for him? I mean, I don't know. How. And then what do you think they do once they're armed with those picks? The Ravens seemingly do a good job. Obviously, quarterback's a whole different animal. What do you think they do here if they can get some picks? And then, you know, at quarterback, is what they have good enough, I guess?
If they climb high up in the first round, I think they could get – they're going to get 2 picks if they trade them. they climb high enough in the first round, yes, I think they'll go quarterback. If not, maybe a veteran like a Steve Tanninghill is out there, someone like that. They go after that, maybe draft the quarterback moving forward, or wait for one of these other quarterbacks to hit free agency and go after him. But, you know, that's not, you know, the Ravens don't typically draft high enough to get a franchise quarterback. They didn't draft that high to get Flacco, and they got Lamar at the back in the first round. They got lucky there. This organization, I don't recall them drafting a quarterback in the top 10. And I could be wrong, but I don't believe they've ever drafted a quarterback in the top 10. So if they can get a high pick, there's some guys that are out there that I'm sure they will want this year. But if not, I don't see them being desperate, reaching for the next franchise quarterback.
Well, for us, it'd be interesting if they got Will Levis. He's the Kentucky quarterback, and Louisville fans don't like him. So if they go from Lamar Jackson to Will Levis, selfishly, Rob, that might give us something to talk about still in your fine city. How do you talk on air about the argument that the Ravens have not got Lamar Jackson the proper weapons?
I agree with that. I agree with that. But I think the proper weapon, ultimate weapon, is they got rid of the offensive coordinator, who was a weapon of mass destruction against them, to be honest with you. I thought he was the biggest culprit there is, because I think the pieces were better than what we saw for the Baltimore Ravens. You just have a guy who doesn't know what the pieces are. I'll give you an example. When Mark Andrews was out, Isaiah Likely, the rookie tight end from Coastal Carolina, had 100 yards receiving.
Yep.
When Mark Andrews came back, he disappeared. And I labeled this offense the either-or offense. You're either going to use this guy or that guy. He doesn't know how to use all the guys. If he did know how to use all the guys, if you have a guy like Shanahan, or you have a guy like Reed calling plays for this offense, those weapons would be a lot more potent. But I just don't think he had an offensive coordinator that knew how to use them. He ran a high school, a Pop Warner-like offense in the midst of, you know, number eight make us great. Number eight do this, number eight do that. Whatever Lamar Jackson did is what the offense did, because we didn't have an offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, that knew how to create opportunities for these guys.
Rob Long with us. What did you make, just because I was amused by it. Ken Francis, it's just a great name, and then he is a business partner, and then they have the home gym, the ultimate gym, whatever it's called. It's like a shake weight, a resistance band. They're out on a field. He's throwing a touchdown. He's doing a sit-up on a yoga mat. Come on, Lamar. I hope Lamar's not putting too much money.
It's all bad business, and an agent is not going to let his client indulge in things like that. You're an MVP quarterback for one of the best franchises in all of football. What are you doing? What are you doing? Seriously. Is this the look that you want to create for yourself? I mean, come on. But the biggest Lamar defenders, if you love them, you will ask the question. Well, we love our kids, but when they go down the wrong road, we question, what are you doing? And when I saw that video, I said, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I couldn't believe it.
So when we asked the question, where are Lamar Jackson endorsements, this is the answer? And this is going fine. We're without a contract. You release a tweet saying you want to leave, I want to request a trade, as your coach is standing up talking amongst the masses. Now he's going to get bombarded by this. He doesn't know it's coming. You release this video. Yeah, all these things going on at one time. Tell me how this is going right. Tell me how it's going right, because I can't find it.
Man, listen, I'm glad that what we've been saying here, you know, following this from hours away is basically how the locals are talking about it there. He is a lightning rod. There's no doubt about it. Rob Long, last one. Rob, we'll get you out of here. You look at all these, and I'm sure you'll be talking about it on air and everything else. You look at all these, teams that would make sense for Lamar Jackson. You know, the Dolphins come up, and obviously the Indianapolis Colts a couple hours from us. We run the Colts games as well here on ESPN 680. And to me, I don't know. I don't know if you know what the Ravens think. I guess, what do you think about sending him to an AFC team? To me, you know, someone like Washington's got to take him off your hands, right? You're going to give him to Miami?
The two teams that make sense for me more, one is not going to pursue him. The other one, I think, is in love with another diva quarterback. I think the New York Jets make sense with the weapons that they have there. Lamar in New York with the Jets would be unbelievable. Could you imagine him all over the billboards in New York? And the other one... Well, they had three quarterbacks last year, all successful. Can you imagine putting Lamar Jackson? He couldn't wear number eight because somebody, another Hall of Famer, wore that with the San Francisco 49ers. Those two teams, to me, make the most sense for Lamar. And again, he won't end up on either one of those teams. Therefore, I had to say the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the okay. Yeah, that's fine. Well, Desmond Ritter, you know, you got to look out for Desmond Ritter. You got to look out for him. Well,
what a battle.
Listen, it's fascinating.
You know, people in Atlanta say we don't want Lamar Jackson because we have Desmond Ritter. I would just hang up. I wouldn't.
I think he could be fun and icon there. No, it's him. You know, now what happens is going to go down in lore there with you guys talking about it on sports radio. Rob, we appreciate the time, man. Take care.
Good job.
And we'll see what happens down the road. Thank you so much.
I'll be there in a couple of months for Bourbon Trail.
Oh
hell yeah, Rob.
Shoot us a text. Absolutely. Anything you need.
I'm coming back in May.
Okay. Well, anything you need, we'll appreciate it. Yeah, just shoot us a text. Thank you.
I will. All right.
All right, there we go. Rob Long with us, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. It's just what he's saying sounds
great.
Yeah.
He was great, man. I mean, this the like, what are you doing?
Well, some of the confusion we have. You wonder if in Baltimore it's like not as confusing, and he's like, no,
it sounds worse.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds
That's exactly
worse.
What he does. It sounds worse, actually.
Yeah, I mean, they're not battling like too
you
much.
You cannot send him to the AFC.
No, because if he goes somewhere,
that's why I like Colts and like Dolphins. Like, you cannot send Lamar Jackson to the AFC.
Absolutely not.
If you're the Ravens, you can't do it.
No, because if he goes and he balls out, he wins a Super Bowl or something.
I
like that.
I could see him sitting out and not playing too.
Well, that was the other thing that I saw. You know, there's a lot on Twitter about it today.
Oh, sure.
Something that Ennis brought up.
Ask Le'Veon Bell.
Well, yeah.
Ask Le'Veon Bell, who ended his career.
Yeah.
Won't be the same with Lamar Jackson, but
no,
ask him.
He won't fall off the way Bell did.
Do you see how Deshaun Watson, after he took, he had to take the year off?
But he
you know
like,
how he, yeah, how yeah. did he do with the Browns?
Yeah.
What do you think they think right now?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. They're like, what the hell? We did all this.
Oh, my Giants should have got him. To hell with the two.
Get out of here, Daniel picks. Jones.
The picks are bust. Maybe not last year, but every other year they're bust. To hell with the picks.
Give me the quarterback.
Get rid of the picks.
I'll take the known commodity, badass, talented quarterback.
What do Louisville fans do? Me and Dina were talking about it.
Yeah.
It's like if he becomes a Lion, okay, or Tiger. Like if he becomes... Washington Commanders, just the worst. Are we picking up those games?
Like the
Blank and Bake, are you wearing the Washington Commander?
Yes.
You wearing the big WC? Like, I'm asking Ethan. Taylor Lynch, what are you guys going to do?
Yeah. I mean, these guys went on Twitter and on air and battled Lamar Jackson.
Oh, the Ravens have been talked about like they're the team.
Oh, yeah. This is the best.
Breaking down games. We had a Ravens guest on for 15 minutes. We can't even get a college basketball guest because Nick got a ball.
Exactly. So there's
by the way, Nick, bleep off.
He got a ball. He got P.J. Carlissimo. He got Greenberg. Who else did he got?
He got Billis.
He got Billis. He had four, like, big-time college basketball
guests. And didn't promote one of them.
Not one of them.
You didn't promote one of them. Not one of them.
Yeah, I was stunned. I was like, man, all these are just like heavy hitters. I mean, we got to go out and like try to get Jay Wright now. Like, thanks, Nick. Like, that's the standard now. Get Candace Parker. I'd love to have
Candace
Parker, yeah.
Why?
I like her.
Okay. Okay.
I always like Candace Parker.
You can't act like that's not a curveball, Strebel. Like Candace Parker.
I do like Candace Parker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Annalise. I mean, like her.
No, her analysis is really good. No, she knows what she's talking about.
Like, you understand how that's a curveball, right?
No,
like,
I understand that.
Like, kind of stunned by that.
I actually like her, like what she brings to the analysis. I think she's actually good.
I just, you don't praise anybody.
No, I don't.
And the person you've decided to praise is Candace Parker.
Yeah,
that is.
I think she's really
that's
good.
How you
I know
lose
it's surprising,
money.
But
it
like,
is surprising.
When I said, like, you said her next to Seth Davis, like, I think she's better than Seth Davis.
Listen, I agree. I've never been anti Seth Davis until, like, kind of this term. I'm like,
he's not been good.
They had a thing, and I do this all the time, so I'm not I'm pot calling the kettle black, if you will.
Right.
But, I mean, he interrupted, like, Jay Wright's making, like, a great point, and, like, Seth Davis, like, Just quickly, Jay, we need to know this was a great game.
Stop
move.
Like,
get out of the way.
Let Jay Wright talk.
Let Jay Wright make love to that TV monitor. Get out of the way.
He's looking great.
Davis, get out of the way.
You don't have any national championships, Seth Davis. Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you. That was brutal. It was bad.
I'm not going to read that one. 437-9680. Texas says Toppin was a 10-point scorer some days. Thank you for that contribution. Yeah, Rob Long getting lots of love. No, Rob Long's great.
No, he's very good.
It's yeah, you can't let him go to the AFC, so you got to send him to the NFC. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Like Atlanta, like I don't know. It's closer.
It's closer.
It's easier to get to. 40-minute flights, 45-minute flights. That's an easier flight than from here to Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
So. Yeah,
from Louisville to Atlanta.
I mean, you can do direct flights.
Those are going out everywhere. You can go anywhere. Yeah, it's 40 minutes. It's
exactly.
Boom, done.
And you're there. And for him, it's closer to, you know, Florida. It's closer to his home. Like, I think that makes the most sense, but it's Atlanta. The Falcons haven't been relevant in a while.
But what I'm saying is what's the Louisville fan doing? I don't care about the fit.
Oh, they're going to jump on whatever bandwagon.
Are they?
Yes. Andy, yes. Yes.
We're going to do Atlanta Falcon talk?
They're going to dump.
Really?
They'll dump the Ravens like that. They're already the enemy. I've seen these tweets. Everyone, I mean, Rob Long came out here. He's there.
We got to have
Baltimore.
Diener, we got to have
you.
A burning. Can
of
we
Ravens
do that?
Gear.
Yeah, we got to have a burning of the Ravens gear.
You
Blank's
how,
got to bring all of his Ravens
how wild
gear
that would be, like people in Louisville. Like, people, if that like, goes viral, like, what the hell are these people doing in Louisville?
They get burning, a quote from Birdhead
yeah,
Ryan.
Burning Ravens jerseys in Louisville? Like, what's going on here? Like, they don't have a pro team.
This is a great text. 4379680. It's a great text. It's a great text. I wish I could make this a shirt. Flyville, do you want to make this a shirt? Texter says, Strebel's getting Candace Parker and Candace Owens mixed up.
I am not. I know who both of those they are. And no, I'm not getting them mixed up.
It's a good text, though.
It's a funny text, but I'm not getting Candace Parker and Candace Owens mixed up.
It's a good text, though.
It was a great text.
Strebel did not get them mixed up. He wants you to know.
Yes, I want you to
know
that.
But it's still a good
text.
It's a funny text.
I just want that to be out there and clear. That is not what happened.
I haven't seen an update on Candace Owens in a while.
That's good. I mean, that's
good.
A good
I'm
thing.
Just saying.
I haven't either. I know she went. I think she went to battle with other like super conservative people, and I think they
she
kinda,
lost. And
she lost. Yeah, I think
wow.
That she lost. Yeah, so.
So it was like she got relegated, basically. It's like a soccer, like Ensa's soccer team.
Yes.
By the way, Ensa hasn't given me a soccer bet in a month.
He's been very quiet.
Not a month.
He did talk a little
Something's
bit
up with him.
Via text this week.
Did he?
A little bit. It was just here and there. Wasn't anything
Something
anti-Cal?
Oh,
I'm sure. Anti-Cal. He's turned into a fan of a different team. Like
Should be anti-Levis after he bombed his workout.
Ugh. I don't think he bombed it.
He bombed. McShay's like he's fourth.
Ugh. Oh, wow.
That's what he said.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe that's the case. Again, I don't know. I don't know if he
Texter
bombed
Lamar
it
and the Rams. That'd be great. Hey, if you told me Lamar ended up in a great spot.
Like that, yes.
I wouldn't be surprised. Again, he botched the beginning of his career and ended up at the Ravens.
Yes.
Which was a good thing, and then Greg Roman's a bum, so it kind of ended up being a bad thing. I don't know.
Yeah. No, he ended up. I mean, he won the MVP there, and I mean, you had heard Rob Long talk about the offense and just the bad fit that it ended up being. But yeah,
Texas says Lamar is going to go to the Giants and play wide receiver.
Someone's going to take Lamar Jackson. He's going to. What was the guy's name that said that? Former Colts GM.
Oh goodness! Oh Bill Polian.
Yeah, Polian.
He's still with us, right?
I don't know. That's why I don't want to like say something too heavy-handed because he might not.
I haven't seen him on TV, which tells me he's taking a little bit probably of a downturn.
Okay.
It looks like he's still with us.
He is.
Yes.
Okay, good. I didn't want to.
He's 80.
He's 80. Okay.
He's still with us.
Okay, good. At least he's still with us. I didn't want to like take a shot at him and then like, oh, by the way, he passed away last year.
I mean, the last time I saw him on TV, he looked very old.
Well, yeah, he's 80.
I mean, but again, he's 80. But but some 80-year-olds, you know.
Well, Biden's 82. Look, he's doing great. Look at him; he's doing a fantastic job.
I'd say Biden does not look as old as Polian looks older.
Does he? I haven't seen him in a while, so I don't
we'll
know.
Have to find. I would say if you made me pick, who looks older between Biden or Polian? I'm going Polian.
And you
That's
might
what
be
I'm
right.
saying.
I just Biden's fresher in my mind because like there's like a video of him like walking. And he's like doing that like really old walk where it's like more of a shuffle than a walk, and it's kind of like ugh.
So anyway, Louisville fans, what do you think about
you
becoming Atlanta fans?
Would you put on a Falcons jersey?
Jack would.
Oh, 100%. He'd buy that Lamar Jackson Falcons.
You know what Thursday is? Opening day.
Oh, it is. Yes,
you know
you're
what,
right.
You know what big boy schedule is?
What?
5 p.m. to 2 a.m.
5 p.m. to 2 a.m.?
That's Grossman's schedule. Oh. He's West Coast baseball, baby.
Oh, no.
He's going to know about the Padres
the
and
Dodgers
A's,
games.
Dodgers.
Yeah, there you go.
We should absolutely do a West Coast baseball update once a week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is Jack, only West Coast baseball
team.
So
that's his like,
well,
peak
I mean,
or whatever.
He's there to 2 a.m., yeah.
Good. 2, 5 p.m. What a terrible shift.
Well, yeah, that's when baseball's on, Strebel.
I know. Well, in the West Coast,
game started like 6:10.
Yeah.
No, that's when baseball's on.
I agree. Look, I get it, but good luck, Jack.
Like you work, you know,
sure, yeah,
6:37 a.m. to whenever school's out, 2:30. That's when school's in.
I just know how Jackie Poo likes to sleep in. That's all I know.
Well, he's gonna get to sleep in.
It's gonna be that rough schedule.
I mean,
second shift
bars are out late. He'll get out at 2 a.m.
Maybe hit a bar.
Hit a bar
too. Get a drink or two.
I don't know what he'll do.
Talk to a couple ladies.
Probably.
Text Cam.
Probably not.
Look at me. I'm out here working fools, Cam.
Ken Grossman did retweet one of my things.
He did.
Said, IU, go Hoosiers.
Yeah, go Hoosiers. I didn't
Thank
see
you,
that.
Ken.
It was the guy with the hat.
It was a musty guy with the hat and the Fairleigh Dickinson when his program hasn't done anything in 20 years, man.
He had that hat on.
Since Mike Davis,
The best was it the guy in a Kentucky hat and an Alabama shirt?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
The only real Kentucky guy that was gaudy, I thought, and there were way more Louisville fans there than Kentucky on Sunday.
Well, take that, Louisville Texters.
But no one was like gaudy with it, I didn't think.
Right.
One guy did have a full Kentucky jersey, like jersey and shorts.
Oh, the jersey and shorts.
It was
shorts
number
look.
Three, so I don't know if it was Terrence Jones or not.
Yeah, Terrence Jones is number three.
Who's been three since then? I mean, I don't know. Ooh, to me, when I think
know.
Of three, I do
I think
of Terrence
Jones.
Jones.
Exactly.
Whether
I'm with
that's
you.
Better or worse, so.
He's pretty. I mean, Whatever. He's pretty damn good. He won a national title,
and lost one.
No, he didn't.
No, it was Randall who choked.
Yeah, Randall.
It was Randall who choked.
Yeah, Terrence Jones went to the Final Four, then followed it up with a
national title.
So,
there
you
go.
He did a pretty damn good job.
Let's do this. Let's take a break. It's an anniversary of a great moment. We got to get to that, and then I have a question. I have a women's basketball question.
That's a curveball. Thinking
okay,
of curveballs.
Talking about it. Yes.
Wow.
I got
I
a curveball
curve
for
ball,
you.
Now it's your curveball.
I got a curveball. We'll do it next. Halfway through, it's the Take on a Monday.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That's been the number one thing Louisville fans have been critical about Kentucky all these years. But wouldn't you like to have their roster?
And James Strebel.
Sometimes, yeah. No, I mean, like this year I would have, yeah, for sure.
In any number of years, I'll take talent and hope the coach can figure it out.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Putting this on Twitter. Okay. Here, let me turn Strebel on. There
up.
You go. Turn you up and turn you on.
Do a little tweak.
Louisville fans want Caleb Love pretty bad right. Caleb Love, about 25 minutes, put his name in the portal.
16 points a game.
And that's been the name, right? Like Louisville fans have talked about that name for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, because, I mean, it came down. I mean, he almost committed to Louisville, if I'm not mistaken. Like, he was one of the final. They were one of his finalists. He ended up at North Carolina, but they wanted him bad the first time around as a recruit. So.
Okay, so if I give you Caleb Love. Trenton Flowers. I mean, this would be your backcourt.
Right.
Caleb Love, Trenton Flowers, Sky Clark, and then just somebody. Whether that be like a Hersey Miller, but some just, I mean, obviously your roster is going to, you're not going to have all, you know,
right.
type A guys.
Exactly. It's
eventually the talent
a role
will fall
players.
Off.
Yeah, exactly there.
So there'll be a role type player, whether that be Hersey Miller or somebody else. If I give you those are your guards, you think what?
I think you'd be, well, Louisville fans wouldn't be cautiously optimistic. They would, you know, put themselves in the Final Four conversation if they got Caleb Love. They put themselves
there. Oh, yeah, they have Caron Davis.
I can't forget Caron Davis. So, I don't know. I think it would be a major step for them because from, you know, some of the things I've heard about Trenton Flowers, I don't think he's going to be ready to make the impact as a reclass the way some Louisville fans
am I wrong?
Think he's going to be.
What about the Caleb Love thing?
Oh, about him and about Louisville? No. I think that has been a talking point, especially for Louisville fans. No, I don't think you're wrong at all. If Kenny Payne doesn't reach out, then he's not doing his job. I think he'll reach out. I don't know what Caleb. I mean, if you're Caleb Love, you go from, yes, it was a disappointing season, but you go from, you know, North Carolina was a contender to start. They went to the national championship game. You go from a contender to a 4-win team. Like, I don't think that makes sense. I think Caleb Love is more high profile than Louisville. I know Louisville fans is going to make them mad, but I don't really care.
Rummage wants him, right?
Well, Rummage wants everybody. Maybe wants Wheeler. He does. Like he legit.
He doesn't want Wheeler. Yes, nobody wants Wheeler.
I think he does.
No, he doesn't.
There was another Louisville Twitter that put out a Wheeler thing. I think there are some Louisville fans that would like Wheeler.
No, they don't want Wheeler. Nobody wants Wheeler. And then who are you talking Trent Flowers to?
Then why are they putting that out if they don't want Wheeler?
I just think – I don't know.
I think they do want Wheeler.
Because it's every player.
I think you're wrong. I think they would like Wheeler.
They might – hey, listen. They might like the Kentucky connection.
I think it
has to be the Kentucky connection.
That's what it is.
Maybe that's it.
If Kenny Payne could take Wheeler
– them feel better.
Exactly.
I understand.
They could take Wheeler and they are successful with him, then that's something to, you know, to battle Kentucky fans over and KP. But no, to me, Caleb Love is going to want to go to, like, he knows he's going to go and, like, be in conversations for Final Four. And that ain't Louisville.
I mean, Caleb Love's fine.
He's not great.
Reason I bring him up is ACC. The reason I bring him up is Louisville fans. I mean, we know Louisville fans who want some Caleb Love.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
It may not be a lot. Texas says, what about Mike James? Yeah, what about him? Do we know he's coming back?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
No, if you're coming back to school, you got to announce you're coming back to school.
Otherwise,
like right now, I don't think that, like, I'm not saying Ugana Onyenzo's coming back. I'm not saying Mike James is coming back.
They've not officially said anything.
No, there has to be some sort of tweet or IG.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. You can't just sit here and assume unless they come out and they officially.
You don't know what Kenny Payne thinks. Mike James had a fine year.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a year that, like,
he was on a 4-win team.
Like, yeah, we got to have that guy back. Like, we need him back.
Texas says he's going to Missouri. Well, there you go.
Missouri.
Texas says he has the worst shot selection in college. I'm fine with that.
No, he's 16 points a game. But
oh, he's,
I mean,
a gun. He's a gun.
Feast or famine with him, man. I mean, he can shoot you out of a game as much as he can shoot you into a game.
You know who just never was really that good? Now, Marcus Carr ended up being pretty good. Marcus Carr, that was a miss from Chris Mack, and it hurt him. Is recently Tyrese Hunter had done something, but 10 points, 2 assists, shot 39%.
Yeah.
Had 9 points. In a guards game, had 9 points, 1 of 6 from 3 against Miami.
Yeah.
To me, you know, Tyrese Hunter was such a big deal.
Oh,
and
he's
now,
the dude.
Now, it's very difficult to say this. Texas was, you know, right there on the cusp of making a Final Four. And by the way, they gave Rodney Terry a 5-year deal.
Yeah.
I totally disagree with that. These programs, you owe it to yourself to take a week. Rodney Terry ain't going anywhere, and if Penn State wants him, I mean, the difference in Texas and Penn State, he understands. You take a week, and maybe they've done this because Chris Beard's been gone for months, and you find out who's actually interested.
Yeah, no,
you find out what other names are out there. I don't know. Like Eric Musselman, who would be better? Would you rather have Musselman or would you rather have Rodney Terry?
We know who has the track record, and maybe Rodney Terry benefited from the dudes that Chris Beard brought into Texas. I mean, there could be that argument, and we'll find out really soon about that. I mean, I know Jerome Tang can build a team, though I know Rodney Terry can build a team. We'll see. But, yeah, I mean, Tyrese Hunter, you think about the guys, Andy, that Louisville fans wanted from the transfer portal, and most of them, I wouldn't say were all-out busts, but, I mean, Tyrese Hunter, Malachi Smith, who was the guy that went to Missouri they all wanted and basically was off
the
team?
He never even played.
Yeah, he didn't play. I mean, I forgot what his name was.
Oh, goodness.
Came from Missouri State.
Didn't we have him on
whatever.
The air?
We had like a Missouri State guy on there to talk about Bobby,
right.
We just brought him up.
Malachi Smith, 8 points a game. No, he was a bench player.
Yeah, he was
played 25 minutes the other night. I mean, go. By the way, go ahead. You want to do this?
Yeah.
You want to do the Gonzaga thing? You want to do that later?
We can do that later.
We'll do it later.
We'll do it now.
Okay,
I'm just saying, like, the guys that Kenny Payne, quote, missed on, which, again, at the time were misses, and maybe they make this team, Louisville team, better
they
or whatever.
When you're a 4-to-win team, yes.
Yes, but they don't look like those guys didn't go and just ball out places. I mean, Imani Bates didn't really do anything in Eastern Washington. He compiled a bunch of stats, but he didn't do anything special.
Oh,
there.
No, he completely not memorable at all. That one game or whatever
against
Michigan,
the earlier in the season where he was balling out, and they could have won that game. But I mean, none of these guys
went
out.
That's how I feel about a lot of these guys.
Well,
man.
Mostly that's why I'm saying I'd rather have Chris Livingston back.
You know what it is?
You know what it is?
Here's what it is.
Yeah.
This is the best analogy for what we got going on. By the way, it's a take on ESPN 680, 437-9680. We got you up until 6 o'clock. Mm. What it is you bought an expensive jacket, perhaps polo, perhaps Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s.
Those were expensive in the 90s.
Perhaps Nautica.
Yeah,
okay?
Nautica.
And then those went out of style.
Yeah.
And now they're back in style. And now you're reselling them at a high value. That's this.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Some of these guys are, the reason I bring up Caleb Love is he moves the needle. He's
yes.
the type of guy that moves the needle. But so many of these guys, you know, while they're clean.
Yeah.
It's like buying that Tommy Hilfiger from 1997.
Exactly.
Someone's been wearing this, and that's why you got Puff Johnson with 4 points a game, Malachi Smith with 8.8 points and one assist a game as a guard.
Gonzaga.
I don't know, man. The portal, I don't enjoy it as much as I thought.
I don't either.
Can I say that?
I find it exhausting.
Because we are, again, if I went to, consignment shop, I might pay $100 for that musty Tommy Hilfiger.
Right.
That's this.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
These are good players, okay?
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, but it is, you're paying top dollar for Antonio Reeves.
Right.
Or Baylor Shireman, who is a fine player, or Caleb Love, who can flat out shoot you out of a game, or 8 points a game in Malachi Smith.
Sure.
That was a big deal.
And so far, Caleb Love's really the only guy that has put his name in the transfer portal. I mean, before
him. Is he the only one we care about?
Yeah, because before him, we were talking about that dude from Arizona that he's like, this is the best transfer in the portal. There was like 9 points a game, like three assists. I'm like, this is the best so far? This is the best this portal has to offer right now? So Caleb Love is to me the first guy that actually moves the needle in some capacity. He can't shoot you out of the game, but he's had success at a high level. He was a star to get him in that Final Four. I mean, he was a large part of why North Carolina got to that national championship game. He was really good against Duke. He filled it up. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, so far this portal's been like, meh. And the guys that last year were thought highly of, this year college basketball, they were meh. That's what they are. Now you have, like, Xavier Wheeler is one of the better guys in the transfer portal right now. So that tells you what the transfer portal is at the moment. Now, maybe some other guys will surprise us, but this is, to me, this is the first week that we'll actually be able to do serious portal talk and not talk about that guy at Arizona.
The guy at Arizona. Oh, the guy
at
Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guard. I can't remember his name.
Either,
yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, he's not.
The guy at Arizona.
Like, he was the top dude, and I'm like, this is
whatever.
The top guy right now?
Well, Travis Graff and I think Cassidy put their rivals top 30 up.
Oh, did they?
Would you want me to read that to you?
Sure, yeah. There's a little rival, little Graff, little Cassidy. We've had both
JJ
guys on.
J.J. Starling, Notre Dame. Yeah, remember. You may remember
him. Yeah.
Did he already commit to Syracuse? Oh, yeah. Jameer Nelson Jr.
Okay.
Khalif Battle, who is at Temple, 17 a game. Was it Fardaz Amik? Is that how you say it? You remember him
if
you saw
him
at Texas Tech.
Yeah, I remember him.
Nice, solid player.
Sure.
Yeah.
Remember him playing against
Texas
Louisville.
Wants me to ask, would Strieble want Caleb Love at Kentucky? I would.
Yeah, I would think so, especially if the Rob Dillingham situation is tenuous. It possibly, again, that's all just rumors, but you want to cover your bases, you'll get Caleb Love. Yeah.
Townsend's shooting guard, Nicholas Timberlake, at
oh,
six.
Oh, boy. Is that Justin Timberlake's cousin?
No,
I
but
hope
it's Indiana's meeting with him. I remember that.
Yes!
Someone by the name of Denver Jones from Florida International.
Denver Jones? Who are these guys? guys.
Gerard, he's there. He's number 10. Yeah, you're not going to know any of these guys.
No, I don't know any of these people.
Jonathan Beagle, 6'9", center from Albany.
Jonathan Beagle. What number is he? He's in the top 10?
He's number 12.
Oh, Jonathan Beagle's 12?
Dribble, you won't know any of these
guys. I don't want any of these guys. I want none of them anywhere around my program. None of them. I don't want to see Jonathan Beagle.
Would you rather have Davion McKnight or Caleb Love?
All right, give me McKnight.
McKnight's Western Kentucky, the guard.
Oh, no, I'll take Caleb Love.
Okay.
I would take Caleb Love.
I might put that up as a poll question.
I've seen Caleb Love, again, see him be bad, but I've seen him be really good against really good competition. Again, I saw him not carry a team, but be a big part of a team going to a national championship game.
Right, not playing mid-major conference,
yeah, exactly.
USA.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm with you.
That's different.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
437-9680. James, help me here. I see something from Jeff Walls that's in here.
Walls.
What is this from Jeff Walls? Is this from last night? Do you have any idea? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'll check it out now.
Okay. There it is. It looked like there was a beep in it.
Walls.
Right, let's see if this is Walls. You ready?
Okay.
Through a Washington Post. Jeff, you had that nice moment, good long moment with Lisa in the handshake line. Just what did you share with her? And she's been chasing the Final Four for a good long time. How good did you feel for her, even though you were disappointed?
I felt like I didn't feel good for her. No, I just I congratulate Lisa. And wow. I did. I told her. I go, this is a lot harder to accomplish than a lot of people think it is. And I told her to make sure she enjoys every second of it, enjoys the moment.
Okay, this is the thing. Well, Diener played something this morning.
Shot at Blankenbaker.
Well, Diener played something this morning.
Yeah.
I need you guys' help here.
Okay.
This is what I need from Biscuit.
Yeah, we do need.
Okay,
yes,
no,
need
I'm
a biscuit.
Biscuit
question.
This is my question for Biscuit.
Okay,
I am a believer that Walls loves the underdog role and loves to act like they're the forgotten team. That they're, different teams have different personalities. So sometimes they have been the top dog, who's been a one seed playing at home with just
Angel
a couple McCautry, losses. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
So this is not a women's basketball segment. What I'm asking. Mm-hmm. Is especially this year, Walls plays the game of underdog, that he's the pissed off guy.
Right. No one believed in us. People are dogging on us and saying that this isn't a good season for Louisville.
And then you combine last night. And James, this is where you're going to have to remember this when you go to the Diener show on Wednesday, okay?
Okay.
The woe is me. Yeah. About how the Iowa girl got talked about.
Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
Yeah.
When she had a 40-point triple-double.
It was a beast.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, they talked about her, and then she had 40 and had a triple-double, even if it was manufactured, which is pretty funny at the end of the game.
Yeah, the magical rebound or whatever.
So what I'm saying is any of this real? Like, Hey, no one hates Walls.
No
one hates Walls. So what's going on? And if they do, besides Muffet McGraw, Biscuit, besides Muffet,
yeah,
who are we talking about? Is it Monica McNutt? Like,
L. Duncan?
Leslie somewhere? I'm asking because I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm
But now
you.
There feels like there is some campaign that Louisville women's basketball is slighted.
Some hated on program.
Is hated, is forgotten about, is slighted.
They're the bad girls now. I'm with you, Andy. I don't know. I just saw.
I guess someone on ESPN maybe talked about Ole Miss beating Louisville. I don't know. I'm asking because I need to know who these people are that Walls is using to create what I think might be fake.
But
it's how his team needs to operate.
Sure.
And it got him to the Elite Eight. Can't argue with it.
No.
The mind trick worked. I'm just wondering if it's real. That's what I need to know from Biscuit.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm not going to sit here. The only thing I saw was the exact same thing that you just referenced a moment ago where L. Duncan and Monica McNutt were talking about the women's tournament, and they seem to bypass Louisville and slide another team in over them. And they all got mad. Oh, we're going to use this as fuel. Here it goes again, disrespecting the Cards. And I think there is a bit of a, like, like little brother mentality. I don't mean that in the traditional sense that the Louisville fans, you know, hear from
Kentucky.
It's the
victim role.
It's the victimhood.
That's what it is.
They're trying to use that in like Walls. I guess he figured out, because you had that whole thing with Haley Van Lith in line with you know, with the player said honorable mention, and you know her, you know, yapping back at her. I think that's the thing that Walls tapped into with this team. I think Louisville fans, they buy into everything. They buy into everything. Like lock, stock, and barrel, and they bought into that. If Walls tells them to carry this banner, they'll carry this banner. If KP's to tell them to carry this banner, take up this cause, they'll take up this cause.
Is it real, or is it just Walls playing the mind trick on Biscuit? That's what I need to know.
From the outside looking in, it seems like, because I don't really
see Twitter whining.
I just see Twitter. Yeah, I just see Twitter.
There's a lot of,
can we talk about Caitlin Clark anymore? Can we talk about Caitlin Clark anymore? And it's like, she's actually a great player. Like, she's probably going
to
win
a triple-double. And they won to go to the Final Four, so yes.
That would be like me when Zion was putting up his points against Kentucky, like whining about it. Look, can we do this? Leave it alone, blah, blah, blah. Now, in the game, I understand it. It's like in other games where the context to me changes. But no, I mean, it was a ton of whining. I saw just loads of it last night. Just loads of it. Like, will you all stop? She's busting your behind on TV. They should talk about it. She's putting up historic numbers. They should talk about
who is the worst?
Nick Coffey. The worst. He was the worst.
I agree with you.
Yeah, no, it was Nick
I'm
Coffey.
Trying to think, but
Nick
I actually
Coffey
agree with
one.
You.
Yeah, absolutely.
Texas says Caleb and DJ could not play together.
Thank you for that. Analyst, yeah, basketball
He's tearing it up at the McDonald's All-American game. Great.
I'm not even saying it's good or bad. It is great.
It's better than he sucks.
Yeah, it's better than he's there and he's being like he's being shown
he's
up by every
one.
Other player. He's shying away from contact.
He shies from contact.
Yeah.
4379680. We'll take a break on the other end. 5 o'clock hour coming up next.